This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees at 7:33. Seeing a need to fight hunger in Charleston, Tom Tolliver created community gardens in his neighborhood. Since we last reported on this story, a few new faces have been helping at the West Side Gardens, including a group of 22 11 to 14-year-old volunteers from the YMCA. The children have been working with Tolliver this week to help bring fresh vegetables to a local shelter. Roxy Todd reports.
Tom Tolliver has seen people with children who are hungry, searching for food in dumpsters in the alleys of Charleston, and he isn't the only one. At the Union Mission, where Tolliver has been donating fresh vegetables, the president and CEO, Rex Whiteman, says hunger is on the rise throughout the state and in Appalachia.
Yes, we see people that are hungry, people that have not eaten for several days, and that will come in our doors saying, "Can you help me?" And that is overwhelming in a society and world that of abundance, that we have people that are literally starving to death. With the mines closing down and many of them closing in recent months, that's just created a new wave of hunger and new people that are in the pipeline, as it were, asking for help.
And these new people asking for help mean that new food is needed all the time. Healthy food, like the type of produce Tolliver has been growing in his garden. And this week, the YMCA was inspired by Tolliver's vision and sent 22 kids from summer camp to help him harvest vegetables and deliver them to the Union Mission. But first, there was another job to tackle. One of Tolliver's gardens was about to become overwhelmed by squash bugs.
We're drowning the bugs, and we're collecting and harvesting all the beans and the plants that are ready to be harvested.
Hannah McCune is 11 years old, and she's dressed in a brightly painted handkerchief, green socks, and pink tennis shoes. She's also wearing garden gloves for what is sometimes a dirty job, finding and killing squash bugs. It's not a pretty job, but it's a necessary one, because the volunteer gardeners are committed to using no pesticides on the food they grow. Stephanie Highsmith is the master gardener supervising the volunteers. She's had experience with squash bugs and cabbage beetles, which can devastate vegetable gardens if ignored.
Last year, I started with my zucchini, going out and looking under the leaves, and I discovered these eggs that were growing underneath the leaves.
Here, is that one?
That's a squash bug. That's a nymph. I'm glad you spotted that.
Highsmith is one of the volunteers most involved with Tolliver's gardens this year. Today, she's teaching the children from the YMCA about the various plants that grow throughout the garden. One of the children asks her,
"What do you do to the plants in the winter?"
Well, in the wintertime, everything goes dormant. And these are called annuals because they bloom once and then they die. And then we save the seed. You can save the seed from the fruit and grow the same plant next year.
Excitement soon erupts nearby when a blue-tailed skink emerges from one of the raised beds and dives back beneath the beans.
I thought it was a snake.
These kids are outside, covered in bug juice and sweat, and for some of them, it's the first time they've seen a live skink. In one morning, they harvest about 25 pounds of collard greens, chard, cucumbers, green beans, and zucchini, which they deliver to the Union Mission the next day. There, they learn about the somber realities of hunger in West Virginia. And Tom Tolliver is visibly touched by the response he's received in the last week. His project has gotten a number of calls from people wanting to support his community gardens.
My big thought, my big vision is to rub out hunger through community gardening. And that's my strategy, is to start in Charleston, Kanawha County, West Virginia, America, encouraging people to live off the land. And you have seen yourself how easy it's been to grow food.
The vegetables that the YMCA kids harvested and delivered will be served or given away to families in need who come to the Union Mission hungry. Some of these people will not have eaten for days. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
Public schools across West Virginia will start the new year next month. But one teacher, West Virginia's Teacher of the Year, Erin Spinagle, has been working in her classroom all summer so she can be ready to teach and finish up her duties as Teacher of the Year. Cecilia Mason has this update.
It's been a busy year for Berkeley County's Aaron Spinogle. Aside from teaching fifth grade at Tomahawk Intermediate near Hedgesville, Spinogle has traveled across the state and country representing her profession.
It's been life-changing and life-defining. When this first happened back in October, you know, it appears to be an award, and you assume that it is. I mean, they give you prizes. You get a car for a year. They put your picture everywhere. But you soon come to the realization that it's not just an award, but it's going to become a full-time life.
That full-time life has included attending and being recognized at the State of the State Address in Charleston, a trip to Arizona to attend the National Teacher of the Year Conference, and going to space camp, where she met writer and West Virginia native Homer Hickam. In May, Spinogle, along with the Teachers of the Year from other states, visited the White House. Spinogle says the ceremony usually takes place in the Rose Garden, but rainy weather forced everything indoors.
Well, they had to move the entire thing, bummer, into the White House. So we got to line up shortest to tallest in the state dining room. And then we had about 20, 30 minutes to roam around the green, blue, and red rooms, and then they had the ceremony in the East Room, and we got to walk out the front doors of the White House, which was amazing. So it needs to rain like that every week. They had the White House ceremony, so they all get to go in, all the state teachers get to go inside the White House, because that was unbelievable.
Spinogle has not been traveling alone during all these trips. Her constant companion has been a stuffed bear puppet she calls Berkeley, after Berkeley County. Spinogle takes photographs of Berkeley everywhere she goes.
I even brought him with me today in case there's a photo op for him. He's like there's a book series called Flat Stanley, and it's about this little flat paper guy that you can take everywhere and take a picture of him. And people mail him around the country, and he's got a story to tell. Well, Berkeley's been my Flat Stanley. And wherever I've gone this year, I've taken pictures of him, and he writes a blog about all the experience. Now, it's really me doing the writing. Bears aren't that talented. But he talks about all the places he's been for kids, so they can see, you know, what this journey is about and learn more about their state, which is very important for kids here in the Eastern Panhandle, because with so many people that come from outside the area to live here, they don't know a lot about West Virginia.
Spinogle took photos of Berkeley at Space Camp, the White House, and the Vice President's house with Jill Biden, who is also a teacher. He's also traveled throughout West Virginia with Spinogle, including a visit to the exhibition coal mine in Beckley.
Yeah, that's something that we don't have in the Eastern Panhandle, one that our students know very little bit about. They don't realize that coal is a huge industry in the state and is, you know, supports many people and many families. So I wanted to learn about that as well. But I took him to the exhibition coal mine, took his picture all around the places, so he could tell the kids all about what coal mines are like and what it was like back in the day when the coal town was the norm.
Berkeley is not Spinogle's only stuffed animal companion. She has a whole collection of puppets she calls the Sugar Maple Friends that represent all the state symbols.
I've got a butterfly, I've got a cardinal, I've got a bee, and I found a fish that kind of looks like a trout. I mean, you have to use your imagination, but it is a trout. And they all have names. I call him Berkeley because I'm from Berkeley County, but all of their names are after the counties in West Virginia. So there's Clay the Cardinal, there's Morgan the Monarch Butterfly, there's Brook Trout, there's Harrison Honeybee, and then we can find those on a map of, you know, all the counties of West Virginia and all the different, you know, regions there are. So the entire thing that I do with them is very educational and very, it's a way to make them feel good about where they live.
When Spinogle's duties as Teacher of the Year end in October, she plans to write and illustrate a children's book featuring Berkeley the Bear and his friends that she hopes will be exciting for students to read and will draw them into the beauty of West Virginia and the country. In the meantime, she looks forward to getting back to the classroom when school starts in Berkeley County in mid-August and to fulfilling the last couple of months as Teacher of the Year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:43. Mostly sunny and pleasant today. Temperatures in the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s to the low 60s. Partly cloudy, a little bit warmer tomorrow with highs in the 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms on Sunday.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by WVU Children's Hospital, serving the healthcare needs of all West Virginia's children. Located in Ruby Memorial Hospital, online at wvukids.com.
Lori McKenna of Staunton, Massachusetts, has become one of Nashville's most in-demand singer-songwriters. Here she is with If I Could Buy This Town on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
If I could buy this town, I'd keep it small and rough for third shift dreamers and high school love. I'd keep the Church of Christ and the bowling alley open where the Bud Light signs crackle while they're glowing. If I could buy this town, if I could buy one night, I wouldn't buy by my one where my eyes seared up by the light above the kitchen sink, and you held me tight and you begged me not to cry. If I could buy the sweetness of one kiss, that's the one I'd buy. If I could buy one. Thank you.
Lori McKenna with If I Could Buy This Town. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glynis Bohr, Dave Mistich, and Ashton Mara. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.